It's Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Emily Connolly, an editor at Audiophile Magazine, is joining me this week, and we're getting her suggestions for some really cool listening. And we've sort of been all over the map. Star Wars, Greta Thunberg, and a fantasy novel. So where are we today?
Hi, Joe. Today I have a new children's audiobook that is a good family listen. It's called Freedom Soup by Tammy Charles, and it's narrated by Bonnie Turpin.
Ah, we love Bonnie Turpin.
We do, and she has just the right voice for these characters. It's a really lively and, at the same time, important listen for children, and it's really timely, too, because it's about ringing in the new year with a special tradition.
Okay, and tell me, just give me a little sense of where is it set, what it's about.
So it's set in the kitchen with Belle, who's a young girl, and she's very excited because she's been invited to help her grandmother, Tigran, prepare for a New Year's celebration. And so Bonnie Turpin is so good at really creating that atmosphere along with this music that they've used in the audiobook too. So we have Bonnie Turpin with a warm and gravelly voice with a light accent for Tigran, and a brighter, livelier voice for Belle, the young girl. And there's compa music in the background and subtle sound effects to really place you right in the kitchen. So it's about learning about traditions from your elders, which is fairly universal, mm-hmm. but it's also very specifically about understanding the history behind this dish. Freedom soup has its roots in the Haitian Revolution, and so I was learning about this tradition from the audiobook too. And Tigran tells the story of the time when her ancestors were slaves and they fought for freedom. And I think it's very smart on this audiobook. They have, for most of it, they have this lively music. And for this section where she's talking about that history and the horror of slavery, they have subtle sound effects of people walking through the cane fields, and just brings a serious contrast to the rest of the audiobook. So it's introducing listeners to this history of Haiti, or reflecting the history for people who are Haitian and are also celebrating this revolution with the soup.
Excellent. And I want to hear some of it. So what do you have?
I have a part where you can hear Belle being excited, helping chop and sliding ingredients into the soup, and then asking her grandmother, as all kids do, for, you know, why do they call it Freedom Soup?
So this is Freedom Soup by Tammy Charles, read by Bonnie Turpin.
One by one, I slide the ingredients into the bubbling liquid. The pumpkin-y garlic smell swirls all around us. Know why they call it freedom soup? Tigran asks. Because it's free? It's the same answer I always give. Tigran laughs her loud, belly-deep laugh. Oh, Belle, nothing in this world is free, not even freedom. She begins to tell a story, the same one she tells every year. A story of the place she was born, Haiti.
Oh, I love this. You know, and food often is just so often a way of preserving family tradition, but cultural traditions as well. And, you know, being able to smell and taste, you inhabit it in your senses.
You do. And I love how in this audiobook, she's very proud of getting to help in the kitchen, of course. I have little kids and they also, you know, anytime they get to cook, they're so into it. And she shares it with her family who all come to celebrate. And, you know, you just know that kids will be really, really connecting with that.
This sounds like a great family listen. Great recommendation. And Bonnie Turpin's just a genius. That's Freedom Soup by Tammy Charles, read by Bonnie Turpin. Emily, thank you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Joe.
Paperback Classics, the new imprint from Oasis Family Media, is the sponsor of today's episode of Behind the Mic. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.